I saw something that said, I'm going to let my children set their own wildfires when they're old enough to decide for themselves. Oh my goodness. Good afternoon, good evening, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're getting edit strong. We're getting edit live. Raw, just uncut. So, daily rant. Here we go. I have an email. I love this that I'm getting emails, but I have an email, and this one is from Michael. Michael wants to know, what are your views and input on gender reveals? Yes or no? How big is too big? How small is too small? Are we venturing off the path of the old school mentality of finding out in the doctor's office and letting everyone know? Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. You heard that first little bit. I'm going to let my children set their own wildfires when they're old enough to decide for themselves. And if you don't know where that's coming from, I believe a couple did a gender reveal party in California. I'm not sure where in California, but they did a gender reveal party celebration and ended up catching a lot of acres on fire. So, I'm pretty sure there are other instances of that. I'm pretty sure there are other things that have gone wrong. I have seen videos of, they're throwing the baseball and the dad's trying to hit it with the baseball bat and he misses or he ends up clocking someone else in the head. I've seen it to where, you have the gender reveal balloons that you pop and they accidentally let the balloons go and they float up in the air. It's things like that. Here's the thing, and I think I've tried to say this on a lot of my episodes, is that we're not all the same. Not everything is going to work for every parent. And, the way we handle and do things and celebrate things and share our news and the exciting times, because let's face it, having a kid is exciting, having a baby is exciting. And, a lot of people want to celebrate that. A lot of people have been waiting their whole lives to have a baby. A lot of people have gone through trials and tribulations on getting pregnant and trying to have kids. And so you can't really judge. And I don't think this is what, Michael, you were doing. I think it's just a genuine question. I think it's a great question. What are our views on gender reveals? And I think it's kind of the norm nowadays to have big gender reveal parties. I think that's awesome in a way. I think it's really good because, you're kind of celebrating life. Kind of like funerals. I know funerals. I know that's completely different, but what I'm getting at is you're kind of coming together for a funeral to celebrate a life lived. And a gender reveal party is, kind of a celebration of a new life, a new chapter. And so I think, while I'm not a huge party person, and I don't think that me and the girl's mom did huge gender reveal parties on either one of the girls, I think it's pretty neat. I think that if you have enough friends and enough family and, you all want to get together and celebrate that, I think that's exciting news. Me personally, I couldn't wait. I had to know if it was a boy or girl. I couldn't. I just can't. I don't do surprises. Let me just say that. I don't do surprises very well. And so I need to know. I need to know right then and there. And it's crazy because you're in the room and they can see if it's a boy or girl, and they'll ask you, do you want to know? Or they can figure out a way to not tell you and write it down, and hopefully you don't peek at it and take it to a bakery or wherever you're gonna take it to do the kind of surprise dinner reveal for either cutting into a cake or balloons, like I said. I've seen extremes to where, you have these guys that are into cars and in racing, they're doing burnouts, and the smoke is either blue or it's pink. I've seen people that are shooters that shoot Tannerite, it's stuff that explodes, and it either explodes blue or pink. You name it, I've seen it all. And I think a lot of that stuff's really neat. I think it's pretty cool. As long as you are doing it right, you're not missing the target, or you're not doing a burnout and wrecking or losing the balloons. I've seen it to where the balloons fly into the power lines and, cause a little spark and a little fire. And then, of course, the California fires from them doing a gender reveal there. And so I think some of this stuff is a little extreme. I think that me personally, I couldn't do it because I couldn't wait. Like, I just need to know. But a lot of people, they don't need to know right then and there. And so, cutting into a cake or the balloon thing or shooting a target or whatever it is, you've seen it all. I think it's neat. I think it's pretty cool. I don't know if you all have had fun or not so fun gender reveal parties, but to me, keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. We found out then and there, and we called people and let them know. I mean, that's exciting news within itself. So, I think actually, we didn't let anyone know until we knew, I think, the gender. And so it was a double exciting news because it was a pregnant and then, oh, we're having a girl type situation. So that was cool. But I don't know if I could get on board with just going all out. Because that pressure, could you imagine that pressure? Let's say you're big into guns, right? You're big into shotguns and you're shooting skeet, you're shooting the little clay targets that break. I've seen it to where they break either blue or red. What if you miss? That's a lot of pressure, right? What if you're shooting a bow and arrow and you're trying to hit a target and you miss? I mean, come on, guys. That's a lot of pressure on you that's not needed, me personally. But maybe you're just an American bad A and you don't miss. Well, I don't know. So, I think that's a pretty cool question. There's obviously an industry for it. There's obviously someone has kind of made their way into the market for these type of celebrations. And I think it's good. Like I said, if you have the family and the friends that want to come and celebrate that, I think that's awesome. I think it's really cool. So, gender reveal parties. Yay or nay for me? I'm gonna go with I am indifference. Indifferent? I'm indifferent on it. I don't need it. I don't necessarily want it. I want to know, healthy baby, boy or girl, it don't matter to me, but it's a personal preference because we're all different. So that's a good question. And then of course, I don't know. That's a really good question. But how do you have self-control to go to your appointment? Get the results. I mean, what do? Do they write it down on a piece of paper and they give it back to you, and then you have to have that self-control to not look? That's crazy. There's no way. There's absolutely no way you're gonna hand me something. That's like Christmas. Oh, here's your Christmas gift, December 1st. But hey, I'm gonna put it in your hands, and I'm gonna trust that you're not gonna open it and look at it. Ugh. I'm gonna look at it because I, being surprises, I gotta know. Anyways, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you all do it, but I think it's a neat thing. As long as you're not starting wildfires and just causing crazy things. I've seen it to where people do it out in parks. I've seen it firsthand. Be responsible. And they have all these balloons and they pop it and the blue or pink goes everywhere. The confetti goes everywhere and then they just leave it at the park. They don't even pick it up. I mean, if you're gonna do this, let's have a little bit of respect, a little bit of dignity, and be responsible. Come on. Yeah, just be responsible. That's my take. So, anyways, that's my take on that. Go all out if you're going out. Have fun with it, you know? It's not every day you get to have a gender reveal party, so if you're gonna do it, do it. I think that's cool. With that being said, that's really all this one was about. If you have any input, if you have any questions, you want to send anything in, any questions, any comments, I'd love to hear about it. So you know what to do. KillingMeSmallsRant@gmail.com. Thank you, Michael, for that question. I never even thought about that. And some people are all out people, and some people are just, average every day. Call them up. Hey, we're having a girl. Awesome. Congratulations. KillingMeSmallsRant@gmail.com. KillingMeSmallsRant@gmail.com. Love to hear your input. Love to know things. Anyways, I hope that you are having a good day. Boy or girl doesn't matter. I forgot to mention this. To me personally, boy or girl doesn't matter. And I'm going to do another episode on what gender you would have liked to have had, or I don't know, something of that nature. But healthy baby, boy or girl doesn't matter, at least for me. Obviously, man, I'll get into another episode. But healthy baby, honestly, boy or girl doesn't matter to me. And yeah, I hope that you all have a good day. I hope that you all have a good time with your kids. Holidays, holidays, holidays are here. So, I know some people don't celebrate this and that. Look, whatever it is, we're all different. The holidays are here, so enjoy them. Spend the time with your family, spend the time with your kids. Enjoy that time because you never get it back. You can never rewind the clock, and you can never get your time back. So, make the most of it. Until then, I will see you all later.